What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
What does the Rent Restriction Act say or not say about security deposits? Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. A security deposit is money that a landlord requires a tenant to pay, aside from the payment of rent, for use should the tenant cause damage to the premises or otherwise violate the terms of a lease agreement. In Jamaica, a security deposit is usually 1 or 2 months' rent, and it is expected to be paid before the tenancy commences, along with the first month's rent.
And a lot of landlords find that it is very important that you get some money in addition to the rent to cover certain eventualities. If the tenant damages the place, even if it's a good tenant, but they cause certain damage or they remove an item and don't replace it, then what do you do when this tenant leaves? You're left holding the bag.
Chairperson of the Rent Assessment Board, Rose Bennett Cooper. Is the security deposit legal or illegal under the Rent Restriction Act? Mrs. Bennett Cooper tells us more.
At this time, the law does not specifically make reference to whether or not a security deposit may be charged. However, it is the standard practice. But because the law does not address it, it is not standardized. In Section 24 of the Act, as it now exists, it makes it very clear that if anyone seeks to charge you a sum of money that could be seen as punitive, as a punishment, as something that is not related to the actual rent, then the court would overthrow this, would throw it out and say that it is not a proper charge.
It should be noted that the Rent Restriction Act is currently under review and will be amended to explicitly state, among other things, what provisions will govern the use of the security deposit.
What we are now seeking to do is to ensure that the security deposit, when the amendments are made, the security deposit is specifically referenced in the Act as such, and that the Act identifies what are these specific things that the security deposit can be used for.
The proposed legislation will outline that the security deposit to be charged should be no more than 1 month's rent for an unfurnished premises and 2 months' rent for a furnished premises.
And then for you to be able to hold on to the person's security deposit, you must be able to show that the funds are needed to address a problem that occurred during the tenancy.
It is also being proposed that at the end of the tenancy, the landlord do the following.
Within 1 month of the tenancy ending, the landlord would have to provide a statement to the tenant showing, firstly, how much money you got as security deposit. You also have to show if you're going to be using any of or holding on to any of this money or using any of this deposit, you have to show exactly what it is used for.
If the property is damaged, the best option would be to itemize the damage and show how much was spent to repair the damage. When the amended legislation comes into effect, the security deposit can also be used to clean the premises.
The only other item that we have included in the amendments that the security deposit can be used for is to replace certain fixtures. In relation to the replacing fixtures and replacing certain items, that would have to be specifically mentioned in the instrument of lease in your tenancy agreement.
The security deposit can also be used to cover arrears in rent.
For the arrears in rent, the damage to the property, or cleaning the property, this would be automatically taken from the security deposit if these matters are outstanding. But if you're going to use the money to replace an item that has been damaged or destroyed or removed, you cannot do that unless it was a matter of agreement, unless it was actually in the tenancy agreement.
Chairperson of the Rent Assessment Board, Rose Bennett Cooper. The Rent Assessment Board is responsible for addressing disputes arising between landlords and tenants, as well as issues relating to arrears of rent and security deposits. For further information on these and other matters, contact the Rent Assessment Board at 876-906-4100. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.